If this question has been returning to you again and again, sometimes late at night, sometimes in the quiet moments when nothing is happening, I want you to hear this first. Nothing is wrong with you, not with your emotions, not with your reactions, not with the way you feel. You are not too sensitive. You are not imagining things. And you are not confused because you care too much. Confusion does not appear by accident. It always has a reason. And when that reason is finally named, the body begins to slow down. Let's pause for a moment, not to analyze, not to understand everything, just to slow the pace, right now. You don't need to think about the relationship. You don't need to think about him. You don't need to replay the story. Just notice the feeling, that subtle tension, that quiet restlessness, the sense that something stayed unfinished. As if your mind keeps circling around the same place, trying to land, trying to settle. This is not overthinking. This is your nervous system looking for clarity. Most women were never taught this. You were taught how to communicate, how to be understanding, how to be patient, how to explain your needs, but almost no one taught you how emotional clarity actually works, or how confusion is created. Confusion is not chaos. It is not drama. It is not instability. Confusion is what happens when your system receives mixed signals, when closeness and distance exist at the same time, when something feels real but not fully safe, and your body notices this before your mind can explain it. That is why the feeling lingers. That is why it stays with you, even when everything looks fine. Your system is trying to make sense of something subtle, something unspoken, something that did not fully align. And instead of clarity, it received uncertainty, so it keeps asking, not loudly, not dramatically, but quietly. What just happened? What did that moment mean? Why do I feel unsettled when nothing is clearly wrong? This is the beginning of confusion, not a flaw. Not a weakness, but a signal. And once you start listening to it, without judging yourself, something important shifts. You stop fighting the feeling and begin to understand why it appeared in the first place. Take a slow breath. Notice your body again. Many women feel a slight softening here because for the first time, the confusion is being met with understanding. Not pressure, not urgency, just space. And that is enough for now. Confusion rarely appears at the beginning. It usually comes after closeness, after connection, after you open. That is what makes it so disorienting, because something real did happen. You felt it. Your body felt it. There was warmth, attention, presence, a sense of being met. And then something shifted, not loudly, not dramatically, just quietly. The tone changed. The rhythm changed. The emotional availability became less clear. Nothing obvious went wrong. No clear rejection. No clear ending. And that is exactly the problem. Because your system did not receive closure. It did not receive clarity. So it stayed open. Part of you moved forward. Another part paused, waiting, trying to understand. This is where confusion begins. Not in the mind, but in the body. Your nervous system is designed to read consistency, not words, not explanations, but patterns. When closeness is followed by distance, without context, without grounding, your system stays alert. It does not know whether to relax or protect itself, so it does both at the same time. That creates tension, mental noise, emotional looping, the feeling of being unsettled. You may start replaying moments, not because you want answers, but because your system is searching for stability. This is why reassurance does not fully calm you, even when the words sound right, because your body is listening to behavior, to presence, to emotional follow-through. When those signals do not fully match, confusion fills the gap, not as a weakness, but as information. Information that something was emotionally incomplete. Something was opened, but not held. This does not mean the connection was imagined. It means the environment was not consistent enough to settle inside your body. And your confusion was simply the result of trying to stay open in an emotionally unclear space. Take a breath here. Notice what happens in your chest, in your shoulders. Many women feel relief at this point, because the confusion finally makes sense. Not as something wrong, but as something logical, something protective. And when confusion is understood this way, it no longer needs to shout. It can soften. It can slow down. It can release its grip. Because clarity does not come from force. It comes from recognizing what your body already knew. At this point, many women turn inward. They begin to question themselves. Not the situation, not the dynamic, but who they are. They start thinking, why am I like this? Why do I always feel unsure? Why can't I just enjoy the moment? And slowly, without noticing, confusion turns into self-blame. But this is important. Feeling confused does not mean you are too much. It does not mean you ask for too much. It does not mean you feel too deeply. It does not mean something is wrong with you. What it means is that your system is sensitive to inconsistency. And that is not a flaw. That is awareness. Your nervous system is not designed to tolerate emotional ambiguity. It is designed to seek stability. When stability is missing, even subtly, your system responds, not with calm, but with alertness. That alertness often feels like anxiety, or mental noise, or emotional tension. And instead of recognizing it as a response, many women judge it. They try to suppress it or explain it away. They tell themselves, I shouldn't feel this way. I should be more relaxed. I should be grateful. But emotional responses are not choices. They are information. Information that something in the environment does not feel fully settled. You did not create this feeling. You did not imagine it. You did not overreact. You simply noticed what was present and what was missing at the same time. That awareness does not make you difficult. It makes you attuned. Many women were taught to override this part of themselves, to minimize it, to silence it. But clarity does not come from overriding your system. It comes from understanding why it responded. Once you stop blaming yourself, something shifts again. The tension softens. The inner pressure releases. You no longer need to fix yourself or convince yourself that everything is fine. You begin to see that your reaction was logical, protective, grounded in reality, and when self-blame fades, confusion loses its power, because confusion was never the problem. It was the signal, a signal asking for emotional clarity, not self-correction. Take a moment here. Notice what it feels like to stop turning against yourself. This is not about becoming less. It is about honoring what your system already knows. And that recognition is where calm begins to return. At this point, there is nothing you need to do, nothing to fix, nothing to decide. Everything that needed to be named has already been named. The confusion, the inconsistency, the self-blame, and the quiet understanding of why it all made sense. This is where clarity begins to settle. not as a conclusion, but as a feeling. A feeling of steadiness, a slight grounding, a sense of internal alignment. Clarity does not rush. It does not demand. It arrives when there is space. And space has been created here through understanding, not force. You may notice that your body feels different, not dramatically, just subtly. Perhaps your breath feels slower, your chest less tight, your thoughts less urgent. This is how clarity works. It quiets what no longer needs to stay alert. There is no lesson to remember, no rule to apply, only an awareness that will return, naturally, when you need it. You may still think about him, about the moments, about the connection, but the thinking does not grip the same way. Because now the confusion has context, and context brings calm. You no longer need to argue with yourself or convince yourself to feel differently. You can simply notice what feels steady and what does not. That noticing is not judgment. It is clarity, and clarity always comes before love, before attachment, before decisions, before action. There is nothing you need to take from this moment except the feeling of being more grounded in yourself. Let this settle. Let it remain quiet. Let it stay unfinished. Because clarity does not need to be rushed. It returns when the noise has softened and the body feels safe again. For now, this is enough. Stay with that. And remember, clarity always comes before love.